I am missing a d20.
By God, if they start rolling ones on me, after I wore my lucky D&D underwear, okay, I'm going to be pissed.
You like your D&D underwear?
Yes, I do.
She does. We help. I help shop for them.
All right, who is playing
It seems to be just one pair now.
What is his character?
He's a rogue. He's a nerd.
He's right in front of
him. What's his skills? Let me see. Oh, dear. It looks like
God.
Oh, dear God.
Definitely in somebody's pocket.
I'm out.
I think he had his character uploaded. Did he have one?
What?
Scriven or?
Yeah. What?
Scrivens?
What level is that?
Scrivens?
Four?
Four is right. That character's probably correct.
Yeah, but I have no skills.
Oh,
that's the thing.
I guys play it from the book? Alright, let's go with this. I'm game. I'm only the controller,
you don't need
too.
Skills.
I'm a rogue as well.
She's a college.
He's a. He's a rogue, so that'll be easy.
A rouge.
He's a rouge.
Rouge.
He's a rouge.
Choose a specialization at 2, right?
No, I do not see.
Choose a specialization at level 2. Or...
Yeah.
He's,
well,
he's
alive.
Right. He's the.
Assassin?
No, he's the trickster.
Spell thief.
Yeah, that goes into spell thief. Yeah. That's the first 3.5 character I played. Character got critted by a raging frost giant and got max damage, got cut right in fucking half. And the DM just goes,
You were eating mashed potatoes for a second.
No.
Not mashed potatoes.
I was really concerned. I was like, did you put soy sauce on your mashed potatoes? On a bed of gravy.
There's some things out there you just accept in this world. People eat weird shit.
No.
If you don't have salt, you need a little salt, soy sauce.
Soy sauce is great.
Same thing.
My concern came from soy sauce on mashed potatoes, and I thought it was a bed of gravy. Usually you put the gravy over the mashed potatoes.
See, that's where people have been doing it wrong all these fucking years.
You drink the gravy afterwards.
No, because then you're moving the potato around on the gravy, getting it all goopy-goopy. Like, man.
One of my spell cards. I'm going to need that shit. I'm going to do anything today. I'm useless.
They are.
He's my apprentice anyway. I probably should.
So
here's Red. Here's
another
one.
Post somebody made. Where's Red? How the fundamentalists think you play D&D. You know, the players must do exactly what the dungeon master tells them. They're under his control. How it really happens. Okay, can you guys please just cross the river? You've already all tried to seduce the catfish and it didn't work.
Yes.
Yes. That's not my fault.
Well, so, we should try seducing the river first.
That's where they went wrong.
Right?
I'm getting better.
Not bad, Tara.
Okay, you're wasting on a good roll.
No, she's rejujuing.
Yeah.
A 20 now means a 20 is more likely later.
You sure?
She is.
Good answer.
Well, for two, maybe that's.
Notice
that I do.
They're swapping rolls.
I do believe I was gone on the first stipulation. Is there any change to the ones rule?
Okay.
That all came up, and then the next session I was gone for.
All right. What I have done is we've changed crit and fumble to where it's not just straight 1 or 20 on the dice. It's a percentage based on how much you missed by or how much over you hit by. So if they have an AC of 12, you roll a natural 20, you add in your bonuses, you're at 24, you're at 12% to crit. I have a little spreadsheet here that I plug in everything, and it just gives me automatically, was it a crit, was it a bummer, this is a result. So I can speed that up. If you guys want to roll the percentile dice yourself, go ahead. There's not much of a chance to do that. So.
Can we spell crit yet?
No, I haven't done all that yet.
I don't think it. I don't think.
I mean, I want to roll my percentile dice, but I don't attack in a way to where I can roll percentile dice.
You just need to hand more often.
Do you use wild magic or normal magic? It's like, wild magic, you should fight that one.
Yeah.
See, wild magic has a...
Everyone gets to roll on the wild magic table inadvertently in the Feywild equivalent in my world, because that just makes sense. It's the magic overflow. Crazy shit happens. That's how the DM makes
it. I love crazy shit.
That's why I played a second edition Wild Mage for a while. That was fun. I have such a pattern. I just grabbed like three sets of pretty dice and like, I'm gonna use these three sets.
See, I was getting mine for 3/5. I needed a lot more dice.
There we go. Ongoing notes.
I got a lot more. I'm good.
Yeah. You got the pound of dice that you bought, so.
Yeah, okay. No. Dice.
Where is this from?
You have less dice now.
It's not my hand.
So it is Earth Day, 13th of Good Month.
Earth Day?
Earth Day.
Woo! Let's plant some trees!
Let's get high as a kite. It's 420.
I got more mushrooms.
Earth Day is Friday.
Oh, that's even better.
You get high every Friday.
Combine that mushroom. So you all just got out, and not much time has passed since then. Mulling around, doing a little healing. We're doing that. Perception.
Not passive.
Perception.
Oh, yeah. 13.
Tell me, how is Shikashi going to be today? Oh, 16. That's pretty awesome. And he's got perception.
24. Okay, you hear that there's somebody
13.
coming.
19.
Most of you are able to hear that somebody is coming. You hear rustling and voices. Quick, act natural!
Turn to a tree.
Can you turn into
around
a tree?
Probably not.
You can tell that most of them are coming down from the path that you saw from the far
side.
So
they're coming to attack us tomorrow. We need to run. We need to go.
You can hear voices from the other side because the main road was
like over here. That's the way. This was the rock wall. There was a path down over that way. The road was here. But you can hear voices from both sides. Weaponry, people talking.
Run away!
Cast a pass without trace on the group. Plus in itself.
Sneak out, guys.
We also get your footprints, so.
I'm sorry.
And they're getting to the point where one of them sees you, and it's like, oh, in the name of the Katachan Militia!
I don't know who that is.
They're coming up to you.
I'm holding.
The forest. There's probably about 50 of them.
I direct them all to him.
The little one.
To him?
Why?
He is the voice.
Towards the sun. Got it. They kind of come up and they're a little apprehensive of you.
What are you doing?
We're investigating what's going on here.
Did you see that explosion? We came running as soon as we saw it.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
I believe that's a bluff check.
Who are you?
I believe that was a bluff check.
What? I didn't catch it. What did you say?
I'm like, we saw that explosion and came running.
Okay, yeah. Give me a.
You totally win it.
There isn't bluff in.
Yes, there is.
17 on the die.
Deception.
And I'm like.
That guy's questioning.
Quite charismatic.
Your deception roll. So
he seems to be like. And another guy in the group says, he's got the sigh! He's got the sigh! He stole it! And
he's got a sigh.
I got that.
Are on
what
alert,
side?
Weapons out, and it's like, drop your weapons right now! Fuck.
Ah, my hands don't fall down.
if I turn into a bear, then all my shit.
They outnumber us.
Shut up.
They outnumber us, guys. Just play it cool.
All right.
They greatly outnumber us.
Oh, there's probably about 30 of them that you can see, but there's more.
We will end up massacring a bunch of innocents.
They're
just drop
they're
it.
They're not really like.
doesn't really sound so bad.
Military, they're kind of like some farmers, but they've got miscellaneous pieces of armor.
Unless
like
you can
hold together,
unless
really
you
good.
Can change the mood of the crowd, we have to do this.
So you're going to throw down. What are the rest of you guys doing?
What scythe are we talking about?
I have the scythe.
Are people not allowed to have scythes in these this country?
Not that one.
I found
drop your equipment.
Why don't you just
you're coming with us, all of you.
The scythe.
Why don't I just drop it? That's what I
think. Where did you get that scythe? Where did you find it? You should stop talking.
Wait,
you throw it
anyway.
We're doing the thinking
yeah.
thing, right?
Yeah.
That's the only reason I would be talking is thinking really hard.
Yolk, red.
Let's go.
You took my paper. Where's my paper?
What are your activities here? They're coming. There are multiple people coming up to you, telling you to drop your weapons and equipment.
I mean, this is just the militia. Right.
I need my
but they're innocent
paper.
People.
I know, they're
where's
innocent.
My animal paper?
They're getting very, very worried that you're not...
I put my shit down.
Okay.
I guess I'll put my staff down.
All
wait
right. Wait
a
that's
second.
Not me.
I'm waiting
that's
on
not me.
I have a lot of shit.
That's not me either.
That's you.
Give me my animal paper.
Mom's
animal
an animal
paper.
Paper.
Okay. So they pretty much, like, stand up and tell you to get on your knees. Are you doing something, Amber?
Yes, I am.
I'm a bird! Oh, wait, you can't tell yet.
My pseudo-dragon...
now,
did we say that they don't get pocket dimensions because they're a pseudo-dragon, or we did?
You had a pocket dimension.
Okay, yeah.
No.
So, I tell him, and I pull, you know... Mm-hmm. I want him to be safe with me.
I need an action if you're going to do one.
I want to turn into a spider.
And that's a bonus action.
Okay.
And then, I'm assuming because there's, like, grass and shit...
Uh-huh.
Like,
you also have all these bodies... I'm just gonna
no, not a giant spider, a tiny spider.
I'm just going to point out that there's webbing
a
all
normal
up in
spider.
There.
Okay.
Oh, it's a normal spider.
A normal spider, just a little tiny spider.
Oh.
And I'm going to hide in the grass.
So she would technically disappear.
All right. So you morph into a little spider
and
go away. And one of them yells, there, get that one. Burn it.
And I'm going to crawl to the nearest person and I'm going to like...
Who is the nearest person
the
to you?
Shimmy up my pant leg?
You were jumping toward the grass. That was kind of away from the people.
This is... I
thought we were in grassland.
It was all like grass.
Plains and...
This is like complicated. You're vanishing. They knew you're a human there and you're disappearing.
She's not a human!
How
she's
dare
a dwarf.
You offended my ancestors!
No, she's like 5 foot.
Mm-hmm.
A human would be a very good mistake.
Minus the bearded female.
That's why it was a male.
So at this point, you're going into the grass to try and jump on one of them.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
One of us.
Well,
or one
they're
of
pretty
them.
Much
one of you guys.
They take you guys down, tie you up, take off your gear.
You could jump on anyone you would like. You hit me.
And they're of course very livid when they find the demon robes that you guys are carrying and the sandals.
Wearing.
Yeah. And then one of you, they consider a demon.
Uh-oh.
So tensions escalate exponentially at this point. But the master is like, you know, because they're saying, you know, they've stolen a relic, and you've got the shovel as well that they notice. Oh, you know, the shovel of harvest. And it's like, you know, these thieves. And the leader is like, no, they'll go back.
We were just grabbing all the magic shit we found as we went.
So they gather up. They gather up your gear. They bring you along, you know. Tie you up and gag you and head everybody back to the village. And very unhappy people. Yeah.
How long does that take?
I'm going to slowly whisper chaotic
mile,
thoughts into random
so
people's heads.
I got about 2 hours to be a spider, so.
Okay.
Did you hear me?
What?
I'm going to slowly whisper chaotic thoughts into
yeah,
random
that's
people's
what
heads.
I'm trying not to do right now.
Please stop talking to me.
As you're like noticing their minds, they're very, very centered. Their rage has their thoughts quite clear. They don't need chaotic thoughts. You know,
that's fine.
I'm trying to derail a train with the bare hands.
So. Okay, I can still try.
Oh.
So as you're walking down the road, you run into a group of people that you recognize. They're the adventurers that Elian ran to in the village. And they go walking back with you as well. And the conversation is that they were, you know, kind of deputized by the militia to try and figure out what's going on.
Oh, good. So at least not that.
Elian's not with them, however.
So how'd your newbie come along?
How what?
You're a little new. Well,
I believe
the new person
gagged.
You rescued from.
You're gagged. You're not talking.
Oh, I can talk all I want.
He has telepathy through his packs. He can. The rest of us.
Yeah, right into one of the adventurers' head. I'll be like.
One of them comes up and punches you in the face.
How would they know it was him? They wouldn't know.
He's punch everybody just to be safe.
The mage comes up and punches him in the face.
I don't know why you needed to punch the little one like that. You should really pick on the big one that is actually fucking with you.
Anyway, you all go marching back to the village, and there's a kind of an open space in the center that's like a large pavilion. And they bring you guys there, and you can hear the whispering calling for the mayors. And three different people come up.
Are we wearing the robes? Yeah, we are. Mm-hmm. So they're in my bags, they would see that I am a...
They pretty much stripped you guys.
Then they know
they
that...
Didn't open packages, parcels.
Well...
You know, knowing that there was, you know...
What? Well, would they see the mage robes? They would see the college mage robes, too, so...
Right.
But if they open your backpack...
Oh, they can't. They can't open my bag.
They wouldn't have opened. They didn't open the bags, but you're carrying around enough that they're
right. My bag is a locked one, so they can't even get in it.
Right.
Whose bag has the lock in it?
Mine.
So the three mayors announced themselves: Parston Whitecloud, Edwina Hassenbach, and Clarissa Danforth.